Turning now to sports, if you're wondering how much it will cost to see the Super Bowl live in Las Vegas next Sunday, the answer is more than $5,000, as that's how much tickets are going for on StubHub right now. The most expensive VIP package listed at $51,000. Now, obviously, you're going to need an airline ticket and a hotel, not to mention food. The Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday, February 11th. Some say the game is so popular this year because of the Taylor Swift effect. She, of course, is dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Actor Alec Baldwin back in the news. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
Actor Alec Baldwin is pleading not guilty to new involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment, entering the plea in a court document filed Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Carl Weathers, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, has died. He was 76 years old. He was born in New Orleans and had a 50-year career in movies and TV. He first appeared in the iconic role of Apollo Creed in Rocky back in 1976. In Pennsylvania, the world's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, predicting an early spring. He did not see his shadow. This means there won't be six more weeks of winter. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to discuss in the sports world. We're 1 week away from the big game, Super Bowl 58. NBA basketball, a lot happened on Saturday night. Tons to discuss there. Joel Embiid, what is the future for him this season? And the Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks get their first win under Doc. They're down 25. They come back. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm exhausted, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm a little tired, too, with all this sports news. And, you know, you're down 25 and you come back. I lose my Celtics lose to the Lakers with no AD and no LeBron. That was exasperating the other night. But, you know, hey, we got 1 week until I think one of the best Super Bowls we could be watching occurs.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable 4 out of 5 times in a row. They've been to the Super Bowl, right? Like, it's an incredible run. It's impressive. And we're probably going to be talking about dynasty and things like that here in the next couple few days, right? And if they get it done, wow. And then on the other side, though, you know, since you mentioned it, I mean, hell of a story for the local kid, Brock Purdy, right? I mean, unbelievable. A year ago, has great success, but has the problem with the shoulder, the surgery, this, that, and the other, and then boom, right back there a year later. So I think they're both amazing stories when you think about it. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue to rap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more, up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. If you'd like, you can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing. If for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Listen, lots to discuss in the sports world. I do want to start out talking to you about NBA hoops. I do want to talk college hoops. Obviously, I want to talk some NFL with the big game coming up. But let's start in the association, if that's okay with you. No John Poulter today. He's got a curling event, so it'll give us a little bit of time to discuss things maybe that we wouldn't really discuss just because of timing, to be honest with you, and just not having enough to dive into everything. So NBA hoops, my friend. It's been a crazy week, if you really think about it. It's been a crazy couple of weeks when we had some guys having unbelievable performances, and then we had a little bit of the not-so-good with Joel Embiid getting his leg hyperextended, and now the MRI comes out, and questions really are circulating and spinning, like, how do you handle this situation now? Does he have season-ending surgery? Does he get rehab? Who the hell knows, right? Like, everybody's different.
Right.
I don't know, man. Here's the other thing. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks have both passed up Philadelphia, and now Philadelphia has all those problems. And, you know, New York playing pretty well. They're like a piece away now from being a serious contender in the Eastern Conference. Like, a lot has happened, my friend.
No, a lot has happened. And, you know, the thing with Embiid is unfortunate. You know, the reigning MVP. And, you know, he's probably – him and Jokic, Nikola Jokic, are the two best big men to me, possibly in the whole NBA, Giannis being, you know, rounding out the top three to me. But if I'm Philly, you know, I seriously consider just shutting him down the rest of the year. Because, look, this is the franchise right here. This is, you know, trust the process guy that you drafted out of Kansas, and he's coming to his own. He's figured his game out, and now he has one of these – he just has one of these injuries that it's tough to come back from. Even if you're – you know, Andy, you know, even if you're 80%, 85%, that's still a hyperextension, and just the pain that he looks like he's in, I would seriously consider shutting him down. And I know what that means for the rest of the year and the team, of course. But you got to save the guy that you probably look at as the franchise if you want to have any success in the following year. So, to me, that is something that has to be strongly considered. I don't know. What about you, Dorf?
It's a really tough call. You know, I think me being a guy that has had both of his knees reconstructed, I know how difficult and daunting of a task it is to come back from the injury itself. And what I did was, honestly, it's worse than what Joel Embiid did. I shattered my knee, so ACL, MCL, LCL, the whole thing was literally just dangling there in my MRI. So, and I know how hard it was for me to get back. And look, I'm no professional athlete, my friend. However, you know, by the good graces of God, my doctors both times told me that I recovered like a world-class athlete. And it's about putting in the work, Mike. I'll just be honest with you, man. Like, and when you think about these guys in particular, I mean, this is their life. Like, it wasn't even my life, right? Like, I'm not a professional athlete, and yet it was really important to me to get myself back to a certain degree to being able to do everything I was doing before and not have to have any fear doing that stuff that I was doing before. I dedicated 4 years of my life to my knees, brother. Okay. Like, for real, 4 years. So this is like something that even if it gets healed and it gets taken care of, it's not like you can forget about it. These are wounds. These are battle wounds that you have that you take along with you the rest of your career, you know? Like, so It's a really, really tough call because I'm not Joel Embiid, and I don't know what his pain threshold is. Mine is extremely high. I do know that. I don't know what his pain threshold is. I don't know what his work habits are. Honestly, I don't know these things to make a fair assessment about what he should be doing to try to get himself back on the field, on the floor. Look, and if you really think about it, my friend, you can see what's happened. If they don't have him on the floor, you know, that they're going to have Maxey have absolutely enormous games. And, you know, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a recipe for success, my friend. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into this. So, I don't know. At this point, I would say before they make that call, I think you give it another couple, 3 weeks to see how he can respond to treatment and things
like
along those lines.
Right.
Yeah, and then you take it from there. But this is, like you're saying, I think you got to handle this very, very carefully. And I've been listening to a lot of commentators about this whole situation. And Embiid has been hurt throughout his career, okay? So
right.
His window of opportunity, it's now. And we don't know how long that window of opportunity will be open. So that makes it an even more difficult call, right? Because you just don't know how long you have with Embiid, but you do know that he's very injury prone. And they're fading in the standings to a certain degree. You know, they were third not long ago, and now they're fifth. And they're probably going to drop
right.
even further if Embiid doesn't get back out on the floor. Tough call. I don't know how to handle it, to be quite honest with you. And I think this is where transparency comes through. Like Joel needs to be completely transparent about how he feels. And he doesn't need to take unnecessary risks. This is between
right.
him and the doctors, my friend. Like, I don't have a crystal ball. You don't have a crystal ball. We don't know. We don't know a lot of things about him. So this is something that they are really, really going to have to look into very carefully and very delicately.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to have to look into this very, very carefully. And you hit the nail on the head with transparency with all of this, too. So, you know, tough times in Philly. It's been tough times in Philly for a little while now with the Eagles and their late season demise and not
yeah.
getting back to the Super Bowl and now Embiid. And, you know, they legitimately had some championship NBA Finals aspirations, absolutely, with Philly. And look, they got rid of Harden, which you and I kind of both looked at as kind of addition by subtraction type of deal with that. So we shall see how they handle it, but I'll go back to my main point. It's just, look, you got it. It has to be considered shutting him down for the sake of him. And for the sake of the franchise, but I also, you know, there is a part of it that you said that is true, and that, you know, look, you gotta be transparent with this, and you really gotta take into account, you know, he has been injury prone. I mean, didn't he miss the first year or two because of injury? In Philly,
yeah,
like
yeah.
It was like
his feet.
He came into the league, yeah, with his feet. So you gotta just bounce around this as gently as you can.
Yeah, trade deadline coming here relatively soon. I have a feeling some teams will be making some moves, and my Milwaukee Bucks probably one of them. I just don't know exactly what the move will be. Like I knew about the move with Doc Rivers and. I broke that news before it was actually breaking news, as you know, my friend. But hey, I don't give a rat's you know what. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on that X. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Obviously, we're talking NBA hoops. I want to continue the conversation for this segment for sure. Okay, so Boston still on top, obviously having that four-game lead over the Milwaukee Bucks, five over Cleveland now, 5.5 over the Knicks, who have been surging as of late. They didn't play anybody Saturday night against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers wind up winning that game. So good for them to be able to get that victory. But truth be told, I like your Boston Celtics, but I'm going to throw this at you, Mike Wilson, and I want your response to it. I noticed that when Porzingis is not on the floor, they're a much different team. And quite frankly, if Porzingis isn't on the floor, I don't know how much I like the Boston Celtics, my friend. And quite frankly, with him on the floor, I think they got like the seven best guys that you could go to in the league. But taking him out of the mix, for some reason, whatever reason, really changes the way that the ball moves, the scoring, just everything. I don't know why, but that's what my eyes see. What say you?
Me, no, and I completely agree, Andy, with your assessment of Boston. What I see is a team that becomes a little bit more predictable where they're going. And I mean, look, everybody knows the ball is going to be in Brown's hands and Tatum's hands, you know, most of the time. But I mean, you know, Derek White has been big for the Boston Celtics this year. I mean, he's, you know, I don't know if he made the reserves as an all-star, but I know that there was a push for that. But when Porzingis is not there, the one thing that they take advantage of with Porzingis, and I'm talking about take advantage of in terms of Boston, he's 7'4", and he can shoot a three. He can set screens out on the perimeter. He can roll to the basket. And how the hell are you going to stop a 7'4" guy going to the rim on a pick and roll? He's provided some defense. Boston becomes a lot shorter for sure when he's not there. But for me, they become a little bit too predictable in terms of what they do offensively. And Porzingis just gives them that nice rounded player that is fortunately is 7'4" and can hurt you inside. He can hurt you outside. He can defend the rim. So for me, not having Porzingis in there, yeah, it does create it creates predictability, as I've just been harping on for the last minute and a half with Boston. And so, if he can stay healthy, I'm with you. Like, they got the top six, seven guys. If you want to go offense, for offense, bring it on. But when he's not there, it becomes a little bit too Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown dependent.
More ISO ball. And obviously, I think what makes the Boston Celtics really go is their ball movement. And when they're playing on all cylinders, truth be told, my friend, it really is a thing of beauty watching them play offensively. So, yeah, it's been a little bit more stagnant, a little more ISO ball, but that's something to kind of just watch and just keep an eye on. Who's the biggest threat to the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference if it isn't the Milwaukee Bucks? Who might be able to give the Boston Celtics some trouble, in your thought?
I know the latest talk is that the Knicks can do it. They can give them some problems. The team that kind of spooks me, because they've played Boston tough this year, like in every game, is Indiana. Indiana kind of, they got wing guys, they got length, they got athletic dudes, they're young, they can score. Halliburton is, you know, he's made himself into a superstar in this league. I don't know if I necessarily worry about the Knicks and all the chatter because it's the Knicks. With challenging Boston, the team that I could see, if they're healthy, going mano a mano with Boston is Indiana. That, like I said, they're the one team that spooks me for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana for sure is a squad that's up and coming, and I think I mentioned it earlier in the year that they're kind of like this year's Sacramento Kings from last year to a certain degree.
Right. Right.
I don't know, man. The Knicks, here's where the Knicks are really good. Okay, they're in the top 10 in both offense and defensive efficiency. So there is something to that. I think they're like number 7 in both of them. So that gives them a chance. Is all I'm saying. And they are a piece or two away, but they made a great move getting the kid from Toronto, and ultimately that's made a huge difference for them. So, look, very interesting time coming up here with the trade deadline coming. And I know what I've been watching, what the Bucks have been doing lately. And to me, they're showcasing a couple guys, quite frankly, a lot. And they got to have something up their sleeve is what I'm thinking. So a wing defender will probably be on his way to Milwaukee. I just don't exactly know who yet, Mike. But Bobby P been playing a lot of minutes. Pat Connaughton been playing a lot of minutes. Marjan and Jackson haven't been playing. There's something going on behind the scenes that we'll definitely learn about here in the next couple few days. But I'm just seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing how the minutes are being distributed, and there's something in the works. That's all I can tell you. There's definitely something in the works. Okay, let's shift gears for a couple minutes here, and let's go to the Western Conference. You know, both of us were a little suspect on the Clippers, okay? But I'm changing my opinion on it, okay? They're good. And they're going to be in the mix. They're definitely going to be in the mix. I see a real good scenario where they can at least get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know how much I can trust Oklahoma City or Minnesota. I think this is what we're going to call regular season success. And then it's going to lead into some postseason failure. But as you know, I call that growing pains. You have to have failure to have success. So to a certain degree, the success of the regular season is something to build on for both of these squads. The Clippers are playing for something much bigger than that. We know that, okay? They got those four dudes that are really seasoned and they're all prime and ready to have a chip, man. Like, that's the truth. And then you got the Denver Nuggets in the four hole, like, who we know when they're hitting on all cylinders, dude, I don't know if anybody can beat them 4 out of 7 games in the Western Conference. You got the Phoenix Suns kind of lingering in there, and they've been playing better. They definitely have been playing better, but I still don't think they have enough. I just don't. Like, they got three guys, and then I don't trust anybody after that. So I think this is going to come down to the Clippers and the Nuggets. Like, what do you think?
No, look, I do think it's the Clippers and the Nuggets. I'm exactly where you are with the Clips. They've proven people wrong. They're a good squad, and you know, anytime you got three guys with that kind of talent like they do in Clipperland, you should be good. Like, this is, you know, at one point, you know, it's one of those things where I sat there and kind of questioned them because you weren't seeing it. And then, I don't know, something happened and it just clicked. And now, you know, Kawhi and PG and Harden, they figured out their roles on the team with each other. And now here we go, and the Western Conference better look out.
Yeah, and I think that the credit should go to Ty Lue, man. That guy is an absolutely tremendous, phenomenal basketball coach that knows how to use everybody's strengths and put them in a position to have success with it. That's what a coach's job is ultimately. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-8-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on that X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Look, let's put a little cap on our NBA talk here, and then let's shift into maybe some college basketball hoops. But in the Western Conference, in my humble opinion right now, I think it comes down to the LA Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. In the Eastern Conference, I'm going to take my shot, my friend. I still think it's going to be the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. And I hope that the Doc Rivers win last night in Dallas when they were down 25 points after the first quarter, and they turn that thing around. And the excitement in the locker room after the game, you know, it wasn't Dame time, it wasn't Yanni time, it was Doc time, my friend. And I think they've really rallied around each other in that victory. And I hope that that really lights a fire under these guys and makes them understand that this is a team game. You're going to win and you're going to lose as a team. And ultimately, the goal is to get that championship. And the journey and the ride and everything in between, it's all part of that amazing, incredible journey that hopefully will ultimately turn into another NBA championship for the Milwaukee Bucks. So yeah, that's where my head is, and I'm pretty sure you and I are going to be pretty much on the same page with this. But at this moment in time, as we are just into February, who do you like in the East to play in that Eastern Conference Final, and who do you like in the Western Conference Final?
In the East, I am pretty, you're right, I'm pretty much with you. It's Boston, Milwaukee, but you and I have been that way since the beginning of the season. The other part of this is, until you knock the champs out, the champs are still in it, baby. And Denver, I just think that Denver learned a lot about winning, and winning a championship, and in learning a lot about themselves as players last year. So Denver's going to be there. And I'm right with you with the Clippers. And let me add this, and we, to our Clipper discussion from last segment. We both agree that Ty Lue is one of the best coaches in the NBA right now, and he has been for a while. Like, look, he won a title in Cleveland, you know, with LeBron. But here's the other thing that's always impressed me with Ty is that, you know, his mentor was Phil Jackson. What did Phil Jackson have to do in his career? He had to manage egos on a level with superstars that was unbelievable. He had to manage MJ, Scotty, Dennis Rodman, Shaq, Kobe, like five of the biggest personalities in the history of the league that you're going to come across. And he managed to win all those titles with those teams because he knew how to coach those type of players and hold them accountable. Ty Lue has done the exact same thing. He learned from his mentor, Phil Jackson, how to manage egos and how to kind of press the buttons when they need to be pressed on his superstars and to hold those superstars accountable. So this kind of success that Ty Lue is having right now with the Clippers, people are, you know, there's some people that are going to act surprised. I'm not surprised because he's a player's coach, but he knows how to manage those superstar players.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's done a great job. Nobody can say any different. And look, we're on the same page. I respect what Ty Lue has been able to accomplish as a coach. And look, he gets the attention of the player, man. And like you said, he had a great mentor. So when push comes to shove, I think the message that he has, it resonates with guys. And look, they're having success, man. So absolutely, all the credit, yeah, in my humble opinion, for what's going on with that turnaround with James Harden. It you got to give the credit to Ty Lue. You just have to. All right, I want to talk college hoops, man. You got to take in a ball game here locally, ASU and Cal. I was listening to it. I was listening to it for a little bit on my drive as I was out to go play some tennis yesterday. I was listening to the call, and at the time, you know, it wasn't going so good. And 38-26 at half was the score, if I'm not mistaken. Talk to me a little bit about ASU, brother.
You know what? They got swept by the Bay Area schools, and that tells you enough right there. These were two games that ASU is kind of in the middle of the pack. It's one of the last few times I'm going to be able to say that saying, which is just grinds on me. But anyways, I digress. With ASU, they needed to win Thursday night against Stanford to kind of move up in the standings, get a little momentum going. They couldn't do it. The Stanford came in here, out-rebounded, out-hustled, out-battled the Sun Devils. And Cal just, they couldn't miss. Like yesterday, their shooting percentage yesterday was like 52% or something like that. They shot really well. ASU, on the other hand, they started the game off. They were, dude, about halfway through the first half, they were shooting 23 or 24% from the field. They couldn't get anything to go. Cal was hustling. Cal was chasing down loose balls, and Cal was shooting the lights out. Like everything Cal was throwing up was going in the ocean. ASU couldn't find the ocean for the most part yesterday, and I'm, you know what, Andy, and I'm And I don't know if I'm the first to say this year or in recent years. I don't know, because a lot of people like Bobby Hurley in the area. They like his fire. They like it. You know, he doesn't take any guff and blah, 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 and all that kind of BS. But there was no juice in the building yesterday. The ASU players, you know, in the second half, looked like they weren't into it. Their body language was horrible. Like, they had just given up. They weren't listening to Bobby. You know, Bobby didn't get a technical yesterday, but his bench did. And losing to Cal, who was in the lower rung of the Pac-12, at home by 20, you know, whatever, it was like 18 or 20 or something like that. This is one of those games, Andy, where I just said, this could be the start of the downfall of Bobby Hurley, of getting fired from ASU, because you shouldn't lose a game like this. Like, I went into this game going, okay, they lost to Stanford. Stanford's basically on the same level as them. That game could have went either way, but all that kind of stuff. But Cal, they should beat Cal. Cal as a basketball program has been struggling for a long time. They have the ex-Laker, ex-Stanford guy, Mark Mattson, coaching them. But what I didn't see out of ASU, I saw in Cal. They just, Mark Mattson, I don't know if he inspires those guys, but man, he has them playing rough, tumble, just don't give up, keep going. And it was kind of something to watch out of a first year head coach in Mark Mattson. But I don't know, Andy, I don't know if Bobby's, and I don't know if he really had any magic here in the Valley, but I don't know. Like, this was just one of those where I just sat there and went, that was a pathetic performance. And I don't know if Bobby's going to survive after this season's done, because they ain't going to the tournament. They're going to be one and done at the Pac-12 tournament the way they played this weekend. And I know we still got about a month until the tourney, but, you know, and things can happen. But, man, these last few games, they haven't gone well. They got swept up. ASU got swept up in Oregon. My Beavers even beat them. The Ducks got them. They lost two at home, you know, this past weekend. So it's kind of going downhill a little bit. And I don't know if Bobby's going to be able to survive.
Look, we've had this discussion a couple few times throughout his tenure here at Arizona State. You know, look, I've never understood. I've said this so many times. Why doesn't ASU get better recruits? Look at this place,
right,
dude.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me. I thought that bringing Bobby in was a really, really good move when they did, because, you know, Bobby Hurley brings excitement, doesn't it? But where are the recruits? Like, I just – for some weird reason, man, that the ball has been dropped on that in a major way, and they're not stealing the kids that go to U of A. U of A continues to be a powerhouse, you know, and it's just it is what it is. But I've actually been shocked in a way where I thought that Bobby Hurley would bring more recruits. I thought Bobby Hurley would bring success to the Arizona State Sun Devil basketball program. And quite frankly, it just hasn't really panned out, Mike. And, you know, with losses like this, like you're talking about, guys aren't playing hard for him anymore. It sounds familiar to a situation that happened earlier in Milwaukee this season. But at the same time, you know, these are kids, and they're 18
right,
to
right.
21-year-old kids that you're hoping to just have a great impact on their life and help them become better men. So I don't know what his graduation rate is. Like, things that are important, I don't know all the in particulars to that. So I think that there's more to it than just winning basketball games, you know, and quite frankly, like,
oh, of course,
there should be, you know. So I don't know that part of the equation. And I don't know. I don't know how long his deal is for. So there's a few things that I'm in the gray area on as far as Bobby and what the commitment is on both sides. But I do know that we've had this conversation before, and we're having it again. So maybe the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, no, I think this could be the starting of someone starting to scribble something on the wall about, you know, is this the direction, is this the guy to take us where we want to go? And look, you and I both know people talk about ASU as a sleeping giant, you know. ASU is certainly taking a big nap. They're taking a big nap.
Like you're saying, I think they're just sleeping right now. Speaking of which, we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the hour, people. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
People, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and I, Andy Dorf, coming at you. We're always live, by the way, people, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do not like to do this thing on Memorex. That's just not how we roll. That ain't how we do things. And if you can't tell, Just by the way, we comment, we are absolutely live in your ear holes each and every time because I have no clue what's coming out of my mouth when I say it until I say it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Again, for Mike on X, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Anything you got to get off your chest, my friend? Hour two is on the horizon. Obviously, we'll talk a lot of NFL. We may put a little cap on the college basketball stuff and everything else. But anything you got to get off your chest before we get out of here for this hour?
No, not really. Besides, it's kind of weird that Belichick did not get one of the, it was like 7 or 8 jobs out there, or Vrabel not getting a sniff or getting hired. I thought it was kind of weird, but, you know, the NFL is a picky, picky league, and maybe they're just not the flavor of the month anymore.
You know what, though? I think Belichick would be great in the booth. I'm sorry, but like he and Tony Romo together, holy cow, man, that would be pretty awesome. Or else he'll just go to one of those like pre and post game shows on Fox or on CBS or wherever. But I think the thing about Bill Belichick personally, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this guy's in his 70s. Like, how long can you really rely on this guy and want him to be there? And how long will he want to be there? I think that ultimately has a huge factor on people staying away from him. It's not that he's not a great coach. He's lost a few steps, this, that, and the other. We know that. But how long is he going to be around? Speaking of that, we got to take a break before we get out of here for this hour. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Laura Winters. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally launching strikes and at least 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to Iran-backed proxy forces using a drone a week ago to attack one of our bases, killing 3 U.S. soldiers and injuring dozens more. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, saying in a statement, "Unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response." Now, the bodies of all 3 sergeants, 2 women ages 23 and 24, both from Georgia, and 1 man who was 46, flown back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on hand for the somber ceremony. In other news, the president is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The president plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday, where he will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys focusing on abortion rights. Following that, the president and the first lady will travel to Las Vegas on Sunday. That's ahead of Nevada's Democratic presidential primary on Tuesday. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
And Bruce Springsteen paying tribute to his mother, Adele Springsteen, who passed away at the age of 98. On his Instagram page, Springsteen posting a video of himself and his mom dancing to Glenn Miller's In the Mood, and he listed the dates of her birth and death in the caption. Now, back in 2021, Springsteen said that his mother had Alzheimer's disease and she could no longer speak or stand. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back.
Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Turning now to sports, if you're wondering how much it will cost to see the Super Bowl live in Las Vegas next Sunday, the answer is more than $5,000, as that's how much tickets are going for on StubHub right now. The most expensive VIP package listed at $51,000. Now, obviously, you're going to need an airline ticket and a hotel, not to mention food. The Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday, February 11th. Some say the game is so popular this year because of the Taylor Swift effect. She, of course, is dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Actor Alec Baldwin back in the news. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
Actor Alec Baldwin is pleading not guilty to new involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment, entering the plea in a court document filed Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Carl Weathers, best known for playing Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, has died. He was 76 years old. He was born in New Orleans and had a 50-year career in movies and TV. He first appeared in the iconic role of Apollo Creed in Rocky back in 1976. In Pennsylvania, the world's most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, predicting an early spring. He did not see his shadow. This means there won't be six more weeks of winter. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world. We try to dedicate most of this hour to the Super Bowl. We talk NFL football mainly in this hour. Obviously, tons and tons of things are happening. We've got 57 Super Bowls that have already happened. We got the 58th upon us in a week or so, literally a week or so, just a little bit over a week because it'll be later on in the day today. But you know what I'm saying. At the end of the day, man, we've got a great matchup. It's the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Brock Purdy, the local kid from Phoenix, Arizona, against Patrick Mahomes, the guy who's a legend and a guy that they're talking about dynasties and this and that and the other. It's going to be a fun one, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a fun one. We got two high-powered offenses. We got stars on offense for both teams. We got stars on defense for both teams. One would make the argument San Francisco has more of the stars on defense, but you know, look, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. You know, the boredom that I feel right now is that I'm watching the Pro Bowl games. Like I can't even muster enough words of what I'm watching right here, but dear Lord.
Dude, I'm watching a great show right now. I'm shooting you the text about it. Animal Kingdom, if you haven't watched that program, get on it, man. It's on Amazon Prime, and it is absolutely insane-o. That's how I've been spending my time. I'm not even watching sports right now. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. We got to take a break, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through another one. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X. I almost feel like you're talking about an X when you hit yourself up on the X. But for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. I don't know. Maybe there's something to my thought process there. I have no idea. Anyways, my friend, let's talk a little about this game. Super Bowl 58. Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, they've been there four out of the last 5 years. Andy Reid, we've already started talking about him and the kind of coach he is and where his place in history is. And we're talking, starting the rumblings about Patrick Mahomes and his greatness and where he stacks up against the great Tom Brady and this and that and the other. And then you got Brock Purdy, like I've been talking about, the local kid. It's a pretty cool frickin' story, man. Like that's awesome to see. Just thinking a few years back, I used to watch this kid play at Perry High School. Like, come on, man. It's just that to me, that's cool as all hell, man. It's like, you know, when I see Jalen Johnson playing in the NBA, that guy played at my old high school in Milwaukee, Nicolet High School, man. It's cool to see that kind of stuff. And man, oh man, that makes me think how much I'd love to see him in a Milwaukee Buck uniform at some point in his career too, but now I'm getting ahead of myself. But you get my point, man. It's cool seeing these local kids and the local stories, and when they actually happen like this, it's miraculous. And what we know about Brock Purdy, he's a man of faith. You know, he believes in his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, I think he practices what he preaches, man. You know, a lot of times you think people are, you know, just doing things for the attention. I don't think that's the case with this guy. And I'm excited for next week when we get the backstories a little bit about Brock Purdy. And you know, I'm excited to see all of that about him. We know it all about Patrick Mahomes, right? But I don't think people know enough about Brock Purdy yet, and I think that'll be fun to see. We're going to hear about CMC. We're going to hear about Debo. We're going to hear about Brandon Ayuk, who's another kid who was out here playing football, you know? And he played at Arizona State, man. Like, dude, you know, so in a weird way, I don't know, bro. I feel like if I'm pulling for anybody in this game, I think you can kind of tell which way I'm going to be leaning. And it's probably for the 49ers, because there's some similarity there. And there's that hometown feel to me to a certain degree with some of those guys. So I think we got a super duper matchup, man. And I'm excited to learn about some of these people that we don't know that much about, Mike.
No, I am extremely excited for this game. I think it's going to be a great game. And I know I mentioned stuff earlier in the show about, you know, we got studs on both sides of the ball with both of these teams. Like, it's usually, you know, one team has a slightly, you know, has a better offense than the other team, or one team has a great defense compared to the other team. No, both these teams come in with arguably great offenses and great defenses. I think San Francisco's defense has a little bit more name recognition to it. But I'm excited for this game, and I'm right there with you. The local tie-ins are great. You know, Brandon Ayuk was just outrunning everybody when he was at ASU. And Brock Purdy, you know, at Perry High School down here, you know, around where I live, you know, he grew up 10 minutes from where I live, and, you know, the legends about him are immense. So it's going to be fun. I like hearing the debate, you know, about Purdy, the game manager. Is he a legit quarterback? Would he succeed anywhere else besides San Francisco, and, you know, I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes, what are you going to say? What else are you going to say about a guy that he's already won two Super Bowls? He has two league MVPs, I believe. He's on the verge or the cusp of possibly winning his third Super Bowl. And he gets that third Super Bowl. Now he's kind of staring down the gauntlet of Tom Brady a little bit. You know, he's getting towards that. So there's going to be a lot of fun with it. You know, the whole Taylor Swift controversy. Don't even get me started with the soft men that are just complaining about it, and Fox News just melting down about it. It's just going to be a good time. And, you know, to the spoils go the winner, especially with this game.
Look, to that last statement you made, it's like insane, okay? It's actually insane what that side is like saying, and the conspiracy theories and this and that and the other. Look, man, I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to think that Travis Kelce wins the MVP, and then you know what's going to happen from there? We're going to see Taylor Swift on the cover of Madden 25, people, okay? So get over it. It is what it is. Instead of, like, hating things, let's congratulate it. And the truth is, man, these people are huge stars. So the fact that they have come together and they can put, like, their stardom apart and just enjoy each other, like, come on, man. Like, let's start to just, like, be normal human beings for once. Like, for one
freaking
time. Okay. Go ahead.
I know. I was going to add one more thing, and we can move on from this. But so these people that are complaining about Taylor Swift and it's a conspiracy and it's the league is rigged and all that kind of garbage, right? So you're also complaining about little girls spending time with their dads watching football. And maybe learning about the game a little bit and seeing their favorite person on the planet. You're really kind of coming down on dads and daughters spending some time together watching football and having fun and checking out Taylor Swift and stuff. Your daughters are watching you criticize a female for just being human, for just being in the moment. Those little girls are watching that and learning something or two about how you feel about women in general. And that just boils my blood with that kind of stuff. So with that, let's move on. Let's talk about the game, bro.
Well, you mentioned the defenses, okay? And I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, because the Kansas City defense is probably the best defense that Patrick Mahomes has ever had. They were a top defense all year long, and obviously throughout the postseason, they've been incredible. I can't remember the number, but I'm going to say it was somewhere around 41 points that they gave up in every one of the games. I think they played three games. They're averaging like what, 13 points a game or something like that, dude. It's impressive. Okay, so the defense, I think personally, I hear the music, we're going to break, and I'm going to make this statement on the way out, and then we'll discuss it on the way back. I personally think that the Kansas City defense is better than the San Francisco 49er defense that was getting shredded by the Detroit Lions and shredded by the Green Bay Packers, for crying out loud. We got to take a break. I want you to digest that, and you give me your thoughts on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on... One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Mike, I want to describe something to you, and I want to get your take, okay? I'm just throwing this at you 100%. You have no idea what I'm going to say to you, but I just want to throw it at you, okay? And it's completely off the topic of what we're talking about. Because I just got a text from somebody who was upset with me, okay? Uh-oh. And I just want to throw something at you, okay? If somebody puts out there that there is an era starting with a particular coach, okay? And in this situation, it was with the good old Milwaukee Bucks, okay? And somebody puts out there, well, the Joe Prunty era has begun. For those that don't know, Joe Prunty is an assistant coach with the Milwaukee Bucks. As soon as they fired Adrian Griffin, they put him as the interim head coach. There is no era here, okay? There is no era. And if you want to get upset at me and understand the frickin' situation, okay? I did nothing wrong by telling you this is no era. This is a moment in frickin' time. So when you post something, either be able to defend yourself or don't cry to people about what you said and, oh, there's a negative post. No, no, no. I'm not being negative, people. There was no frickin' era. So you don't put something like that out there unless you want to take a little criticism. All right, Mike, we can get back to things. I mean, but tell me, quite frankly, was that an era or was that a moment in time?
No.
Explain to me.
No, it's being an interim coach for a few games. That's all that is. It's not even close to an era. Phil Jackson was an era. Pat Riley was an era. Rhett Auerbach, Casey Jones was an era. Ty Lue is an era. Like the guy that whoever this guy is talking about, the assistant Buck coach, he's just filling in for a couple of games. He was not going to be the head guy. So like you're saying, there is no era at all. You can't say that that's an era. If you look up the definition of an era, it's not 2 days.
An era is
an expanded limit of time, but let's move on.
And I'm a bad guy, okay? I'm a real bad guy because I pointed that out. Look, you know what? I got to tell you something, man. If you're going to try to be in this business, okay, first and foremost, you better learn how to take criticism. You don't think I get criticized every freaking day, every single time Mike and I do a radio show, people? Okay? So get over yourselves, first and foremost. And I'm trying to help people when I discuss this right now, okay? I'm trying to help you people. Get over yourselves, get a little thicker skin, and understand that people are going to pick you apart. It happens to me every single day. And I'm still standing. And I'm still taking the blows. And I'm still dishing out the blows. Okay? So get over yourself. Get some thicker skin. I'm trying to help you out. Okay. Let's get back to things, Mike Wilson. Super Bowl 58 coming up very, very hot in a week. Are you watching that AFC, NFC Pro? Is that going to be on today? Like, And I do want to get into Vegas with you a little bit because this whole thing is like crazy to me. Like, think about it, brother. We're now playing a Super Bowl in Vegas, right? And we're gambling in Vegas legally on sports. How far have we come with this whole thing when you really think about it?
Well, look, with the whole gambling thing, we have come 300, we've done a 180 in terms of the NFL and how they feel about it. Cause it was, look, you remember, you're just almost as old as me. Jimmy the Greek on CBS, he would always make his picks and he actually got caught gambling and they fired him for it and the whole thing. And it was like, you couldn't talk about it. People lost jobs, you know, people's marriages broke up, all that kind of stuff. Now you can get on your phone, sign up for FanDuel or, you know, whatever it is, and you can make bets all day long on basically anything you want. So the league has come, it's a 180 in terms of how they feel about it. Now, there are still rules, and you know this, against the players doing that and getting involved, and there's been some players caught with their hand in the cookie jar and banned for a year or banned for life, whatever it's been. So, you know, the whole gambling thing with it is quite interesting. And who would have thought a Super Bowl would be held in Vegas, buddy, during the time that when we were growing up, when we were teenagers in our early 20s, they would have never gone to Vegas. That would have been too much for them. Now they have a team in Vegas. Now they have, you know, they're having a Super Bowl there. So it's, you know, like I said, it's a complete 180 from where it's been. They do have to be careful with it because it can lead to certain things in the league that they've seen out of certain players already. But, you know, online gambling and football gambling, it's never going away at all.
Well, and I don't know if you noticed, I saw this thing a couple weeks ago now, maybe. The kid from LSU, I think he's on the Tampa yeah. Bay Buccaneers. I can't remember exactly what team or whatever, but they went after him right. for things that he did a couple few years ago. But, dude, it was insane. There was somewhere like around 9,000 bets that this guy had placed. Like, it's insane, bro. To me, that sounds like an addiction and a problem. I'm sorry, but that's a lot of gambling right. for a kid that shouldn't even be gambling in the first place, because he wasn't even 21 at the time, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, that just screams addiction. You know, you're making that many kind of bets and stuff. In the way the NFL kind of handled it was appropriate in my book, even though it was a few years ago. You got to try and nip that in the bud and make it so other players in the league realize, oh, snap, if I do this, okay, my career's in jeopardy. I'm going to lose a bunch of money and everything. So it's something the league is certainly going to continue to guard against.
In all honesty, why do they play the Pro Bowl anymore? I'm just being serious. Like, I thought I saw something that Josh Allen was missing it to play in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and this and that and the other. Guys don't want to play it, man. Like, it's just the truth. Like, guys don't want to play it. Guys don't want to get
right.
hurt. It's a completely meaningless football game. In a weird way, I honestly feel like they'd be better off if they just did without it.
Oh no, I'm right there with you. I mean, it's been the sham of a game, of an all-star game, since you and I were kids. Like, I never really watched it when I was a kid, and it was like full contact, but they weren't going full contact. They weren't going full bullets with it. And now it's flag football. So it's not even tackling, you know, or regular football. It's flag football. So I'm with Josh Allen. If I have a choice between, oh, let's go spend a weekend out at Pebble Beach or the NFL Pro Bowl, whatever they want to call it, games, I'm going to take my clubs and my private jet and head out to the Bay Area and fire up and get teed up with the pros. There is no question about what I would do in that circumstance, but I'm with you. Like, it's okay, NFL, if you don't have, like, your all-star game because you can't. Because, yeah, you can legitimately get hurt if you're going full bullets in that game if you're to do, you know, tackle football. I mean, watching these games, I don't know how bored you have to be, which kind of tells you about where my life is at right now on a Sunday morning watching this stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm sure the NFL will continue to look at it and see if it's worth it having it around anymore.
I've got Flash to entertain me. That's my entertainment, is my dog. It's definitely more entertaining than watching the football game that we'll be on today. Okay, so there's a couple things I want to get into on the other side, because we'll be up against a break here in a moment. And you mentioned earlier, and I didn't address it, I addressed the defensive thing that you said, and then I got off on a tangent for whatever reason. And then you did mention something about Brock Purdy, about whether or not he's a systems quarterback, can he do this, that, or the other. Well, he had to come back in not one, but two games against the Packers and Detroit. So hopefully he put that crap to bed. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would definitely be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friends. So I think I addressed everything that you had hit upon when we were talking about, you know, the two quarterbacks, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I just said to you, to the break, about Brock, how he was able to come back and not one, but two football games to lead his team to victory. So in that case, I think he answered a lot of the questions about him and his abilities to not only be a game manager, but to be a guy that can come back and pull his team out of, you know, like living hell. Let's be honest, dude, they were down 24-7. And with that, right. I want to say this, but there's something to this. With that, I want to say this. It also took Detroit to do what they did. And it also took Green Bay to do what they did to allow the 49ers back in the game. If you think about what Detroit was doing, and if you think about what Green Bay was doing in the first half of both of the games, both of them ran the ball extremely well and extremely successful, Mike. Dude, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that Detroit, and I'd have to look back to see how many times the Packers did this, but I think the numbers are pretty similar. Detroit was able to run the ball 21 times in the first half, and they were able to gain 140-some-odd yards in the first half. And then, for whatever frickin' reason, Danny Boy goes Danny style, and all of a sudden he's outsmarting the room and outthinking everybody, and all of a sudden they're not running the damn ball anymore. They run the ball 7 times in the second half. Well, what does that mean, Mike? That means that you're giving the other team opportunities because you're going 3 and out and the clock isn't running the way it should be running. Dude, I sound like an idiot,
right?
But I'm not an idiot. They're the ones who are the idiots, okay? So yes, it gets my temperature going. It gets my blood going a little bit because I saw the mistakes happen over and over and over, not only from Detroit, but also from the Green Bay frickin' Packers. And you know who capitalized on that? The San Francisco 49ers, my friend, okay? So with that being said, Brock Purdy answered some serious questions about his abilities to be able to come back from a situation where it doesn't look good for him and the 49ers, right? But he got a lot of help from the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Man, oh man, they played those second halves like a bunch of buffoons, my friend, okay? And the more I think about it, the more I say to myself, Danny boy, what in the hell were you doing out there on that football field, my friend? Okay, so the fourth downs that he was going for when he should have been putting points on the board. Man, you know, we can be really happy for Detroit, right? We can be super happy for Detroit because they've come out of the abyss. They're no longer in purgatory, and Danny Boy has got them going on the right direction, Mike. But what could have been if Danny Boy would have settled for 3, not once, but twice? Oh, my.
What could have been? Yeah, right. Oh, my. Like, Lions and Tigers and Bears. Like, yeah. But you hit the nail on the head. Look, he doesn't go for it 4 times, and it's hard to – I'm sitting there, Dorf, and I'm thinking about our discussions that you've had, we've had, that Ari Wolf, when he's been on the show, has had. It's like, why do some of these coaches just feel like it's the thing to do is to go for it, and you're trying to chase 7 points instead of 3? And I'm sitting there the whole time thinking about our conversations, just going, just take the freaking points, go play some defense, get the ball back, put another drive together, get a touchdown this next time. But don't sit there and leave points out there on the board. Go get, you know, go kick the field goal, for crying out loud. But no, he wants to do it, and you know, he doubled down. Like, and a lot of these Detroit fans doubled down as well. It's what we've done all year. Well, guess what? You're 60 minutes from the Super Bowl, which you haven't tasted ever, and you're going to pull this kind of crap. You're going to pull this kind of bad football to try and get there. I mean, that was just – it was bad football and bad football decision-making. And sometimes, you know, I was sitting there last week, Andy, watching this, just going, you know, he has some qualities that people admire. Like, he's a great inspirational speech kind of guy, and he knows the game. Like, I'm not doubting that he doesn't know the game, but NFL football, Andy, and you know this, it's situational football. It's situational awareness. And the Detroit Lions and Danny Boy and his whole staff didn't have situational awareness last week for their team in the biggest game that Detroit has seen in 30 years. And it was just kind of sad to watch. And so, you know, when the 49ers are making their comeback and they're scoring and they're doing all this, I'm like, Detroit deserves everything they're getting right now because they decided to go for 7 instead of taking 3, playing some defense, playing some situational football. And it was just kind of gross to watch on my end. And, you know, for those people that believe, yeah, we got to go for it. No, you don't. You never have to go for it. You know, look at where it got Brandon Staley, for crying out loud. He didn't have a job anymore. So it's one of those things where it's disappointing to watch because they get caught up in the analytics. And I understand analytics has a place in every sport now, but come on. you got to play. You've been playing football all your life for 40 years, and all of a sudden you're just going to go brain dead in the biggest game that you've ever coached in or been in. Period. It's just sad.
I understand where Detroit fan is coming from, and I can appreciate the fact that you play the regular season slightly different than you play the postseason. You don't do them the same way. Sooner or later,
right,
mistakes happen, and you're going to pay for them, and there isn't next week to go and try to correct it. Like to me, that's the point that people are missing, is that they don't have another week to go, okay, well, we did this and we're gonna go and fix that. And here was where the writing was on the wall, if you ask me. Okay? The Dallas game. Dude, Danny Boy was so stubborn, not once, not twice, but three frickin' times? Like, come on, man. Like, at a certain point, something has to click in your head and say, look, we've got all the frickin' momentum. We just ran down this field on them in, like, 30 seconds. And I think if we get into overtime, we can get that one stop or at least hold them to three and have another opportunity to go down and score six. Like, dude, I'm sorry, but the thought process is out of whack. It just is. And I'm sorry, but I disagree on this analytics thing, man. I think analytics have been put in there to help coaches – keep their jobs longer. Like, that's the frickin' truth, man. And it's happening in every sport.
Yeah.
So they have the analytics to fall back on and say, well, the analytics told me to do this. When quite frankly, sooner or later, your brain should tell you what to and what not to do. Okay? Like, I mean, again, so I find that to be an excuse. I find that to be an escape route for guys to be able to hold on to their jobs a little bit longer. And, you know, everybody loves, like, the offensive stuff. But quite frankly, at the end of the day, we still know that defense wins championships. And when you look at the two teams that are left, other than the fact that the 49ers were getting shredded by Detroit and Green Bay, you know, they gave up 24 in the first half, and then they only gave up 7 in the second half. But again, I feel like more of that had to do with the way that Danny Boy was play calling, or the offensive court, whoever was making the damn calls, okay? They just played the second half in a way that was reckless to me. And it gave opportunity to the 49ers to have a lot of time to get themselves back in the football game. Okay, so now let's move this on. Two really good coaches, right? Shanahan and obviously Andy Reid. And who do you give the edge to? I'm just kind of curious on this.
Between you were saying, you kind of broke up there, between Shanahan and
Andy Reid. Yeah,
that's what you asked. Okay, well, look, as good of a play caller as Shanahan is, you got to give the advantage to Andy Reid, who you can make an argument is the best NFL play caller that we have ever seen in this league. That Andy Reid can design a scheme, design plays better than anyone that we've ever seen in this game. I'm going to give the edge to Andy Reid.
Okay, that's fair. And obviously, you know, Andy Reid's coached in a lot of big games going back to the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Like pedigree is there, right? You know, and we know that. So, and Shanahan has had his success too. Like, let's not
right,
discredit anything that he's done. He's done a great job. I think the thing that here's what I think separates these two guys, okay? The fact that Andy Reid has Patrick Mahomes, right? And the fact that Shanahan has Brock Purdy, who again, look, I love the kid, and he's done an amazing job since he's been in the league, but we don't have the duration from him, right? We don't have that longevity that we've seen from Patrick, and we didn't see him in the Super Bowl because, you know, like, he got hurt and then winds up, you know, being out. So somebody else had to come in and take over. But Dude, I think the progression that we've seen with Brock is tremendous, and I'm not going to put anything past him, but do you see a scenario where the moment and the game is too big for Brock, and because of Patrick has always been there and how he's been there, that he's in his comfort zone and Brock is a little bit out of his comfort zone maybe?
You know, that's a very good question. Maybe to a certain extent, yes. I mean, it is daunting when you, and I don't care about how much success that you've had as a young quarterback. When you're looking on the other side of the field, and there's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. You got to, you know, it probably has to say, get in your head a little bit with all of that. But, you know, look, Purdy looked down the barrel of not even making this game last week, being down as much as they were. And he did some stuff down the stretch. He made some scrambles. He made some throws. I mean, look, the one throw that he makes that he's jumping off his back foot back the opposite way to his receiver who catches it one-handed, I mean – come on, like that's backyard football. But at the end of the day, man, it's Mahomes and it's Reed and what they can do. But I don't think Purdy's going to be intimidated at all.
I think he's up for the challenge. I think we got a great game. All right, we got to take a break. Come back and what we do, it's called Parting Shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. We do parting shots at this time. Obviously, before we do that, just remember you can always find us for Mike on X. It's Pigskin Opinion. You can find us on, for me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can find us on Facebook at Dorf on Sports, and you can find us on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are upski.
Hey, my parting shot goes out to my Boston Celtics. Not that I'm signing the checks for these players, but keep it going, gentlemen. Just get through this little rough patch that you're having at home and get people healthy. And let's meet those Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals and send those Bucks packing back to the woods.
Jeez, I ain't mad at you, brother. Look, I got a couple of parting shots. Obviously, next week is a really cool week here in the Valley of the Sun with what is now called the Waste Management Open. I hope to get out there. I work with a couple of these guys on the professional tour, training them. So I hope to get out and support them and see them get out there and do their thing. I think just listen all week long as we're going to find out really cool stuff about all these guys that are playing in this huge game, Super Bowl 58, next Sunday. And then obviously, man, to you, Mike Wilson, and obviously Robert on the other side, making it all possible. Appreciate you guys. We'll be back next week to do it all over again. So for Mike and Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome week.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally